All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, this conference championship Sunday was a very tough one for the football fans in the Show Me State of Missouri. Now, the folks in the Heartland had to watch a team that recently bid farewell to the city of St. Louis make the Super Bowl, while the Kansas City Chiefs lost a heartbreaker at home. Now, Rams owner Stan Kroenke spurned the folks in St. Louis in favor of returning the Rams to Los Angeles back in 2016. And after so many bad years in St. Louis, the Rams have once again become one of the top teams in the NFL. Now, the Chiefs hosted the AFC Championship game for the first time in franchise history, but they still had to deal with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Now, a controversial no-call put the Rams in the Super Bowl, while the Chiefs' lack of defense showed up at the most inopportune time. Now, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's basically, you know, he has the tools to be the heir apparent, being the next big quarterback star in this league. And he is really growing, and he's grown up right before our eyes, and he still just has a little bit more if he's going to not only take his game, but take the Kansas City Chiefs to the next level. It was another heartbreaker in the playoffs for Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, as it just adds to the frustration that he has to deal with come January in the postseason. You look at the Kareem Hunt factor. You expected it at some point where the Chiefs are really going to miss not having him in the lineup, and I really think that showed up in their loss to New England. We've seen the Chiefs already fire defensive coordinator Bob Sutton after their loss to New England, and they've got to work on their D. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that at all three levels. They've got to get more playmakers. They have to improve their pass rush, and they've got to be more disciplined. We saw so many opportunities where the Chiefs defense had the opportunities in front of them to make plays in this contest versus New England, and each time they fell short. So, of course, it's going to be back to the drawing board for them. And if you're a football fan from the state of Missouri, you might want to stay away from watching the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks. I mean, you got to watch the Rams play the Patriots. Of course, we saw what the Patriots did to the Chiefs, and we saw what the Rams did to the hearts of so many people in the great city of St. Louis. And like I said before, when it happened several years ago, now the city of St. Louis has lost not one, but two NFL franchises in less than a 30-year span. Of course, the St. Louis Cardinals left St. Louis in 87 to head to Arizona. And now, of course, just going back several years with the Rams leaving to move back to L.A. So this was definitely a tough day for the sports fans in St. Louis. The St. Louis Blues aren't doing too good right now. But one thing I can say, pitchers and catchers will be reporting soon, and the folks out there in the Show Me State can look forward to a potential positive season from the Cardinals on the diamond. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.